Have you ever heard The Crown before?
No, I can't say I have.
He's got amazing.
Is there will you recite something?
Sorry?
Do you recite something for me from the Quran?
Okay.
You have to tell me though beforehand roughly what the story is that you're going to be saying, because I won't know what it is.
Okay.
Quran? Yeah, do you know what you're going to recite?
Oh, you mean you want to name it or something?
No.
No, can you just give me a bit of an idea as
like
to...
translation.
Oh, the translation of it. Okay, basically, I'm going to be reciting a chapter from the Holy Quran.
Right.
It is called Ar-Rahman, which means the merciful.
Mm-hmm.
This attribute actually refers to the Almighty God, Allah Ta'ala. We the Muslims, we believe him as our true and the real God.
Mm-hmm.
So this chapter is actually talking about the kindness and the mercy of Allah Ta'ala, how he, you know, created man, how he created mankind, how he taught them how to speak, because actually human beings, you know, speak in different languages. This is all, you know, through the power and the decree of the Almighty God. How he created the sun and the moon and all the plantation that we see, all these are the creations of the Almighty God. So the question that God is asking is that with and which of the bounties of your Lord will you, mankind, deny? So basically, you know, we as the creation of the Almighty God, we should be grateful to him, we should show our thanks towards him. So in spite of all these bounties that God has granted us as human beings, instead of us thanking him, we, you know, we have turned away from him. So this is actually the question that he's asking, that which of the bounties of your Lord will you deny? How can we ever deny all these bounties of Almighty God that he has granted us? So this is basically the summary of what I'm going to be reciting.
Okay. Thank you.
Is that okay? Can I stop?
Yes, please, whenever you're ready.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الرحمن علم القرآن خلق الإنسان علمه البيان الشمس والقمر بحسبان والنجم والشجر يسجدان والسماء رفعها ووضع الميزان ألا تطغوا في الميزان وأقيموا الوزن بالقسط ولا تخسروا الميزان والأرض وضعها للأنام فيها فاكهة والنخل ذات الأكمام والحب ذو العصف والريحان فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان خلق الإنسان من صلصال كالفخار وخلق الجان من مارج فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان رب المشرقين ورب المغربين فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان مرج البحرين يلتقيان بينهما برزخ لا يبغيان فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان صدق الله العظيم.
Thank you.
as
that's beautiful. Sorry. You've got such a beautiful voice. Really lovely. Can I ask a very stupid question?
Yes.
Do you, like, is for each, like, verse of the Quran, or the, like, the segment that you just sang, is there a tune that goes with that, or do you
no.
do you kind of make it up or personalize it for you?
Because, that's the difference between when you recite the Quran and when you're singing a song.
Right, yeah.
Because the Quran is not set tune. As you read them, you know, automatically comes into your mind.
Yeah.
And you read it as, you know, it goes.
That's beautiful. That really is lovely.